in the air, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I said, name a place where many people go for vacation. Two words. First word has three letters. The last word has 10. And I said, change one of the vowel sounds from a long A to a long E. And the result, phonetically, will be one reason to visit this place. What is it? And the answer is the Seychelles, which is that island country in the Indian Ocean. Change the long A to a long E, and you get the Seychelles, which must be great there.
Yeah. See, this was one of those that I thought I could solve if I put my mind to it. I didn't actually put my mind to it, so I didn't solve it. But I thought I would have been able to. I don't think I would have been able to now that I hear the answer. But listeners did a pretty good job with this one. It was kind of tricky, but we had almost 500 correct answers. And Jim Wickman of West Lynn, Oregon is our puzzle winner. Congrats, Jim.
Why, thank you.
So, Jim, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, since the dawn of time, I think, about 25 years or so.
Wow. And so have you ever won before?
No, I have not. Yeah, I'm retired in the last couple of years, and while I was working, I would make sure I had the day off to answer the phone before even sending it in.
Oh, my God.
So that limited me quite a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, but now that you're retired, you've been able to really dedicate more time to the puzzle, as you should.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
What do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, as a retired math teacher, I call myself a math paramedic.
Mm.
So I come in and I swoop down and substitute teach or tutor kids in math. I also sing tenor for the West Lynn Community Chorus, and I promised them at rehearsal that I was going to plug that.
Oh, okay. And can you sing us a line for us? Just a little line.
I can absolutely not.
You refuse? Okay. Well, you know, I'm sure you do a great job. Well, I know you're ready, especially if you can do all the math and stuff, because that's something that I am not good at is math. So I have to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Jim and Aisha. School is back, and today I've brought a game of categories based on the word teach. So for each category I give, name something in it starting with each of the letters T-E-A-C-H. For example, if the category were things to have for breakfast, you might say toast, eggs, apple juice, cereal, and hash browns. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order. Here's number one, parts of the human body.
Parts of the human body, let's go torso.
Yes.
Ear, uh-huh. Arm, chest, and heart.
Oh, my heavens, that was fast.
Oof. Okay, yeah, okay.
All right, category number two is parts of a car.
Car. How about transmission?
Uh-huh.
Engine?
Yes.
Accelerator
good.
Pedal?
Uh-huh.
So reach?
Yeah.
I'll prove my age by saying clutch.
Clutch, good.
And how about the hood?
The hood. My heavens, that's fast.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Let's see if this is any harder. I don't know. Places in Africa.
Africa. Oh, terrific. How about Tanzania?
Yes.
Ethiopia.
Uh-huh.
Algeria.
Good.
Chad.
Yes.
Oh, H. How about... Oh.
What about, is like Harare? Like, what's
excellent.
That?
Isn't that
a city?
Aisha, yeah, the capital of Zimbabwe is Harare. Well, this is going much faster than I had planned. Your last category is shapes and lines in geometry.
Geometry. Oh, mercy. I better get these right. Shapes and lines. Triangle,
good.
Shape of a Dorito.
Uh-huh.
Ellipse.
Yes.
How about an arc?
Good.
And a circle.
Uh-huh.
One of my personal favorites, a hyperbola.
Hyperbola. I was going for heptagon, hexagon, or hypotenuse, and you thought of one I didn't. Nice job.
Oh, my gosh. Like you, so, and that's it? Oh.
Well, I've been practicing for a very long time. So.
Wow. I think, okay, first of all, I think that is like that's like a prize for the fastest puzzle ever, right? Like, you killed that, like, fantastic job. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel exhilarated. I feel great.
We might have to send him 2 lapel pins for each lapel. So for playing our puzzle today, you will get at least 1 Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jim, what member station do you listen to?
That's KOPB in Portland, Oregon.
That's Jim Wickman of West Lynn, Oregon. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Oh, it was delightful.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Sid Sivakumar, who's one of the top crossword contributors to the New York Times. Name a major U.S. city in 2 words. Change the first letter of the first word and the next to last letter of the second word. Then rearrange all the letters to name the people who live in this city. What city is it? So again, a major U.S. city, 2 words. Change the first letter of the first word and the next to last letter of the second word, and then rearrange all the letters to name the people who live in this city. What city is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just 1 entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.